The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show Hour 1 Podcast.
Fred Pleasant, good afternoon. The weekend has arrived. Another weekend of college football is on, and we're in pretty good shape for this weekend. And we've had a fun week, a little bit better than last week. And we begin with someone who, unfortunately, was a big part of last week's news, Sam Pittman, the head coach at the University of Arkansas, who I understand is ready to coach again. Coach, first of all, thanks for being here. And the question you've been asked by too many people, but how are you feeling?
Paul, it's always my pleasure to be on your show. I'm feeling great. You know, I was very fatigued. My lower back hurt. It worked its way up to my shoulders. I was very fatigued for maybe 3 or 4 days last week and feeling so much better now. And I think getting back with the players and the staff certainly helped that.
We had Dan Mullen on the other day, and you know, he's gone through a similar experience with COVID, but he made a very interesting distinction. He said while he was at home, his team was not playing. He said he could not imagine what it was like for you to be at home while your team was thousands of miles away. What was it like?
It was hard. I mean, it really was. You know, you felt helpless, especially when, you know, we got down. Certainly wanted to be with the coaches and with the players, but you do. You felt very helpless, and certainly like you're not having any input in the game. Obviously, we did before the game started, but, you know, the 90-minute rule and all those things. So I was just being at home, being a spectator, being a fan at that point.
Yeah, I'm sure you do not enjoy watching college football on Saturday night as much as I do and our viewers do. It's something that you could probably do without. Well, Coach, let's talk about this weekend, and we understand the game is on. I know there's been some question marks.
You know, Paul, we wanted to play. You know, it's hard for me to be able to look at the kids that have practiced and said, hey, you know, we're not going to play. And the other point, too, is, you know, I felt for LSU's kids. I mean, they hadn't played in 21 days. And so we were going to do anything we possibly could to play the football game. And so we had the results in this morning and still had another couple of negative results or positive results this morning. But at the same time, the quarantine and all those things that allowed us the proper numbers, be it very, very slight, but the proper numbers to play the game.
And I know these are not cut and dried. Sometimes they are cut and dried, but I mean, you're right at that line. Could anything still tip the balance, or do you feel pretty comfortable that football will be played?
No, I'm positive that we're going to play tomorrow and very comfortable with it. Our coaching staff's comfortable with it, and our players excited to play. The ones that's going to play, I'm sure they'll play very, very hard.
Coach, I know this has been an incredibly interesting year for all of us. You've had some ups and downs, but for the most part, almost everyone has lauded you and your staff and your team with great compliments. I know it's not over yet. A couple of really big weekends left, but how do you feel and where is this program right now?
Well, I have to believe we're in a much better spot than we were when we started, you know, and obviously every time you're as a head coach, you're just trying to get better. And obviously we're excited about being able to win some games. And for the most part, we've been very competitive in all of our games. And so I'm proud, you know, I hired the right guys, Paul. I mean, I hired the right staff. Our players were very, very hungry to be coached and be mentored, and so they've been such a fun group to be with. To be honest with you, Paul, it's been the best 11 months of my coaching career. I've just had a blast with it, and I've enjoyed every second of it.
I want to go back to that because, you know, this time of the year, those of us in the media with no real responsibility other than yakking start looking at coaches and, you know, this coach should go here, and what's the best type of coach to hire? And you said something which I think is critically important. You hired the right staff. That that's your first step, is it not? And if you don't do that correctly, unfortunately, probably a lot of other good news will not follow.
You know, Paul, there's been much said about this is my first head coaching job, but to be honest with you, what really helped me prepare for this job was my head coaching stint at Hutchinson Junior College and my two head coaching stints in high school. And I did learn that the only way you can have success is to hire the right people. That's the most important thing you can do. And so some of them I hired fast because I knew them and they were available. And then some of them I took my time on because I knew how important the mix, the click of the staff, everything was so important about personalities and the way they coach. And I'm very proud of the job that I was able to do hiring the guys because we have an excellent football staff.
And when you talk about being able to hire, I mean, there's no guarantees, as you know, but is it experience going back to junior college and high school, being a very prominent assistant at Georgia? Is it gut instinct? You mentioned availability. It's a lot of different things mixed into one, but what's the most important impulse or decision you have to make when putting a staff together?
I think you have to find out how big an ego guys have. I mean, I really do. You know, guys that have big egos, they're hard to deal with. They're hard to work with. It's me world. And I needed a we world. And that's how I am. And that's how I wanted to hire guys that were all about us and not so much about them. I mean, we all have individual goals. I get all that. But I found out that if you work hard and you do a good job in your job, that great things are going to happen to you in your own in your own professional life. So I think I've got a lot of guys that care about us way more than they do me, us.
You're 3-4, LSU, Missouri, and Alabama remaining. That's a lot to deal with, the defending national champion and the number one team in the country. But it just seems like, however it ends up, and I know you're a fierce competitor, you want to finish strong. It just feels like this has been such a great liftoff for your program. I mean, you've been mentioned by everyone for SEC Coach of the Year, and it looks, you know, it's hard to imagine you not winning. I mean, I realize it's not complete yet, but how will you ultimately define your first year?
Well, I think it's going to be defined about what the players say about us. You know, we obviously have won three games and certainly played a close Auburn game as well, but I think it's going to be how our players feel about us. You know, I think we'll be defined a little bit, Paul, about the 10, 11 seniors that we have, if they're not highly on the NFL draft board, if they'll come back and play for us. I think that'll define a lot for how our kids feel about our program.
Well, Coach, we're really glad you are doing better and your team is ready to play tomorrow against LSU, and it's always a delight to have you on the program. All the best, and look forward to seeing you very soon.
Thank you so much. I sure appreciate your time.
You bet. Coach Sam Pittman, the University of Arkansas. Man, we've got a lot to do today. You know it's Friday, so we spend a lot of time, if not almost all the time, bouncing around to different SEC places. And, of course, your phone calls as well. Busy day on tap as we continue, and we'll get to your phone calls at 855-242-7285 when we come back.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And we welcome you back. Great to have everyone here on a Friday afternoon, as we have been doing for the last 2 weeks. We've been helping everyone get ready for the basketball season, the SEC Network's build-up to basketball. And it's always great to welcome to the program Kermit Davis, the head coach at Ole Miss. And, Coach, thank you very much for making time. I know it has been a – I tell you what, let me just wait 1 second, Coach, because we are – okay. Some of you have been away watching volleyball, so we welcome all of the volleyball folks over here. We've had a busy show already. For those of you who have been missing us, we've had Coach Sam Pittman on from the University of Arkansas. He was our first guest, and now Coach Kermit Davis joining us from Oxford. Coach, thanks for the time, and just like Coach Pittman, I mean, I don't know what the odds of this are. Our first two guests, both having to deal with COVID. It's probably not that unusual today with the way things are. But first of all, how are you feeling?
Yeah, you know, Paul, you kind of cut out at the end. Greg Sankey called me, a few minutes ago, just checking on me. We were talking about Sam, and, you know, you rack your brain on maybe how you got it. Everybody's trying to be very, very careful. But I'm luckier than a lot, Paul. I mean, I have mild symptoms under some great medical care. There's a lot of people around our country, as we all know, that are really, really struggling with the virus right now. So I'll be out for about 6 more days and probably miss a couple games, but have a really good group of assistant coaches and, you know, players that are carrying on and doing well.
Yeah, we've had quite a week, and you know, Dan Mullen was here the other day, and he was wondering how Sam Pittman dealt with staying at home last Saturday night. And Coach Pittman told us, for those of you who were away a few minutes ago, that it was tough. And you've been a coach a long time. You've been part of a coaching family your entire life. I mean, I don't know whether you've ever had to miss a game or not, but I would think it's pretty tough to sit at home and watch your team play, isn't it? Wouldn't it be?
It is. I've got thrown out of a few games, Paul, but I've never missed any games, you know. So, but it'll be my first one. Especially, it's kind of different this year, Paul, because there's no exhibition games, no scrimmages. So really, you know, that Wednesday night's the first time that anybody in college basketball will start making substitutions for the first time with your teams this year. We'll have to rely on our returning players to do well. A couple of my assistants have been with me for a long time, but it'll be unusual. You know, my wife and daughter, who's here at home, they both tested negative, so they won't be able to attend the games either early on. It'll be the first time the Davises have missed as a group in a long time.
I'm curious, Coach, and hopefully, you know, maybe we all won't be where you are right now, but at a really important time of the year, I know you're still in communication, you're still talking, but how tough is it for you essentially to be locked up?
Yeah, it is. You know, I'm in an upstairs bedroom, you know, obviously trying to keep my distance away from Betty and Allie, but the technology, as I'm sure Sam and Nick Saban and everybody who's done kind of going through what I'm going through right now, I mean, you know, obviously keeps you connected to your staff. I had individual Zoom meetings with our players this morning. I'm about to jump on and watch our practice at 2:30. Then after that, I'll meet with our team. I'll be able to watch our scrimmage. So there's a lot of ways that you can get connected with your team and stay as close as possible to all the action and all the scouting and preparation as we open up against Central Arkansas on Wednesday.
Coach, we'll get to your team in just 1 second, but this it's such a prosaic question for every coach of every sport, because we're all dealing with it simultaneously. But, you know, how has it gone? I mean, other than the obvious, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the play? I mean, what's it been like trying to manage? I mean, you got a lot of young players who will listen most of the time, but maybe not all the time.
Yeah, you know, we do have kind of a veteran team, Paul. We only have really one freshman on our team. Matthew Morrell is a really good player. But we have three grad transfers to kind of go along with a group that's coming back. We had a couple guys sitting out redshirting last year. So a lot of guys in our program have kind of been through preparation of game day practices and leading up to scouting reports and different things leading up to your first game. But it's, you know, it's tough for you because our players are anxious to play a game and coaches are anxious to get there too. I mean, we haven't played in a long time. And so just to be here and kind of, you know, really sitting on the sidelines is kind of tough for us.
Coach, just, you know, we all know how great the SEC is. We had Cal on yesterday and Bruce Pearl, and it's almost become a pretty predictable question to ask an SEC head coach what they think of the league. I think most think it's pretty good. And that's been proven out both in the draft and the tournament, all across the plateau. But you know, you now have had a little more experience. I mean, you've been in and out of this league at various moments in your life. But how would you describe last year and obviously dealing with everything that comes with being in the SEC?
Well, you know, our first year we kind of exceeded all expectations. And last year, Paul, you know, we were up seven times in SEC games in the second half and lost all seven. And so you win about four of those. And you know what? You had the same year you had the year before and was probably an NCAA tournament team. That's the fine line of the SEC. I mean, basketball is almost recruiting like SEC football right now. Some of the best classes in the country are in basketball. Obviously, you know, you just named a few excellent head coaches, facilities. I think this year may be the deepest. I know it sounds cliche-ish, Paul, but probably have more possible NCAA tournament teams than any year that I can ever remember. And I think there's a group of teams that can win the SEC regular season championship.
You know, last year came to such a, you know, bizarre ending. And you know, obviously the year before you were coach of the year and had a pretty historic run, to say the least. But the ending was just so bizarre. And I know that's when we all seemingly started paying attention in full to what we're still going through 8.5 months later. But what was it like for you and your team to deal with you know, such a harsh finish, not only for what you do, but just for the sport of college basketball?
Yeah, it was, you know, we played. I mean, we're on one of the only teams, us in Georgia, that finished our year out. You know, Georgia beat us in the SEC tournament. So obviously we wish that tournament, we wish Greg would have called it off a day earlier, Paul, and he didn't do it, you know, prior for the Ole Miss sake. But you know, it was an eerie feeling just walking in to practice day before and seeing the commissioner, seeing Dan Leibovitz. It was just an eerie feeling, like something just wasn't right. You could tell the concern looks on everybody's faces, but everybody was trying to do what was best for the student athletes and play. And then obviously, you know, it was called off. And then now we're where we are. And a lot of us, you know, didn't think that basketball for sure wouldn't be in jeopardy this year. But one thing I can tell you, Paul, is that I am so proud of all the student athletes around college athletics. And that's why I'm, you know, talking to the commissioner, I know there's going to be some bumps in the roads with college basketball, but you just want these guys to get as many games as they can under safe conditions because of kind of all the different things that they've been through. They've made a lot of sacrifices, you know, to stay COVID-free, try to do all the right things, remote learning. And the one thing I've been so impressed with, Paul, because now I got a chance to go to the football games and be a regular fan. Usually we don't. We've got all kind of recruits there, and so we don't really get a chance to really watch. And I've enjoyed watching Lane's teams play. But the quality of play has been unbelievable, even without a lot of the fans. And so I think that's a tribute to the coaches and especially the players.
Coach, certainly, I think it was 3 years ago, you were the darling of the first round, and you've had other appearances, obviously, in the NCAA tournament. But what are your thoughts based on what we've heard the other day? Still not quite been announced and fleshed out, but the idea of moving almost the entire tournament to Indianapolis and the surrounding area.
Yeah, I just think the first and foremost is the NCAA tournament, you know, hopefully will be played. And I think that's what everybody is focusing on, obviously. And I know a lot of people who have spent a lot of time doing all the medical research has probably thought exactly that's the best way and the best chance that we have to get through the entire tournament. And so I know they'll do an unbelievable job with it. And like I said, I'll go back to like even the NBA quarantine. I was amazed at, you know, just what it meant to the Lakers to win a championship, you know, pros who are worth a lot of money. And so I just think you're going to have a lot of competitive NCAA games. We sure hope, knock on wood, March Madness is going to go from its entirety, and we'll get a national champion in April. And so we look forward to it. And like I said, it's going to be some bumps along the way, but I think that's one of those things that we're all equipped for. And I know the SEC will do an unbelievable job managing it throughout the season.
Coach, get well soon. I know you're itching to get back next week, and very shortly after that, we always enjoy the conversation. Be well.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach. Busy first half hour. I mean, we have rarely had back-to-back head coaches, Kermit there, and we opened the show for some of you who may have been away with Sam Pittman. Great conversation with Coach Pittman getting ready for LSU. He said the game is on tomorrow. The numbers are tight. Same for Mississippi State in its game. But so far, the only game that will not be played is the one mentioned the other day, Ole Miss and Texas A&M. But Sam Pittman, who missed last week for COVID, told us he is feeling well and will be coaching tomorrow against LSU. A lot to do. It's already been a busy first 30 minutes. We are going to get to your phone calls and many, many more guests as we begin here on a Friday afternoon. Jordan Rogers is next.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We welcome you back. Let's head out to Denver and talk to Will as we continue here on a Friday afternoon. Hey, Will.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I'm a South Carolina guy, and I was wondering what you thought our direction was without Will Muschamp. I think it was about time, but I don't want to jump the gun on any coach. Who do you think are a good candidate?
Yeah, let me ask you that question, because, you know, the names have been obvious. You heard Jordan mention it. Others have offensive coaches, what Tanner said. Billy Napier is the first name that comes to mind. A lot of people have been pushing Shane Beamer, and then there's Sarkisian, Hugh Freeze, Chadwell. Who would you take?
Yeah, I think I'm not a huge fan of Sarkisian. I would say maybe Chadwell, so we could maybe build a program, maybe even like Butch Jones down there as a special assistant. Let's get him back into head coaching. He knows the South Carolina. I think, Rogers is blowing a little smoke when he says it's not about defense. I mean, come on, look at the LSU team from last year. How'd they win the championship?
Yeah, I thought it was curious that Ray Tanner came out and started with the offensive coach. To me, you hire the best coach you can. You don't stipulate, because ultimately you have coordinators. The head coach it's just said, you know, I'm not saying the head coach doesn't control where you go, but I would not limit your, I mean, Nick Saban's a defensive coach. Look at Alabama's offense this year.
Exactly, led by a Mac Jones guy who's honestly not the best.
Yeah, you're completely correct. Hey, thank you for the call. We go from Denver to Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Bob.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi. I know the Ole Miss Texas A&M football game postponed coronavirus.
The game's been postponed. Is that what you're talking about?
Next Saturday, Iron Bowl, Auburn Tigers get the Alabama Crimson Tide next Saturday on the day after Thanksgiving on a Saturday.
Thanks, Bob. Enjoy the day in Brooklyn. Harrison is in North Carolina. Harrison, welcome to the program. Good afternoon.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. This is I called you last week. Sorry for my phone dropping the call last week. I just wanted to talk to you. Obviously, JT Daniels is the expected starter for this weekend. So what are your expectations for him after 14 months on the sideline?
I have some concern. My biggest concern is, the amount of time it took to get him back to health. Certainly, there are a lot of stories out there saying that, you know, he got a second opinion and decided to wait. But I am not convinced that, I think he's going to be more explosive, certainly, than Stetson Bennett. But I hope for Georgia's sake he's the answer, because they're down to their last swing of the bat for this season.
Yes, sir. And then lastly, what has your assessment been on Todd Monken's performance as OC? I know he's obviously, I think we've seen his vision for this offense. I just think a lack of execution has been the problem. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big issue for Monken, Harrison, is the obvious. I think he planned on having Jamie Newman as his quarterback, and you know, he didn't have much choice when he had to start adjusting. So I'm not sure he can be graded too severely based on what happened with the quarterback position, and then Mathis simply was not ready. I thought he's probably done okay. I know that the record may not be thrilling for fans, but I wouldn't blame it on him just yet. I think the decisions were made much earlier. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Chris is up next. Hey, Chris.
Hey, this is Chris from Mobile, Alabama. I was calling to see what you thought about Alabama possibly hiring Muschamp as their defensive coordinator next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think Muschamp will have his choice of places to go, assuming he decides to coach. I have no earthly idea what he's going to do. It is worth remembering the year after he lost the job at Florida, he went to Auburn as a defensive coordinator. So I would think Alabama, LSU, places like that would be pretty high on his list. I really don't know what he wants to do. I think it's just he's certainly not going to be working for the money with $7 or $8 million from Florida collected, and he's making $15 million over 4 years from USC. Hey, whatever he wants to do is good, but certainly Alabama could, he wouldn't hurt Alabama, I can tell you that. Harold is up next in Athens, Georgia. Hey, Harold.
Hey, Paul, it's been a while. I think I haven't talked to you since the spring when I announced my retirement on air as a professor in Athens. I really didn't have much to talk about this year. I normally call you for Georgia, Florida, but this year I decided to just ignore that game ahead of time.
Yeah, no, that was a good idea, Harold. I think most Georgia fans probably should ignore it as well.
And unfortunately, as we get older, so what I am calling about, it involves Georgia, Florida, would be the man, Jake Scott, unfortunately passed recently.
Yeah, I saw that today. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. He's a great player. I think he's from Athens. Is he from Athens? Is that correct?
Well, I knew him from when he kind of played his sort of Sandlot and then YMCA ball. I think officially he's born in Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Something about his mother got transferred up to the D.C. area, so his high school was actually up there. But, no, he was definitely an Athens boy. Maybe not quite as true blue as Fran Tarkington, but pretty close.
Yeah, Harold, let's talk again soon. We have to go to the break. I've heard some. I mean, Jake Scott was who passed away, great player for the Miami Dolphins and the Dogs. Had a quirky relationship with his coaches, from what I understand, both with Shula and with Vince Dooley. But I don't know much more about than that. Anyway, we're up against a break. We hope you'll stick around. We've had Sam Pittman on from Arkansas. We have a lot more to do. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285, including a conversation next with Joe Tessitore.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.